अमाधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय। जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की स्कान फाउंडर आचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज भागवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णावृष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य अधिष्ठारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकेर भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ग्रंथराज भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विल बी रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 25 द टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 सो दिस चैप्टर द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पुरंजन So I will just give a little background how this comes. So this is in like between Vidur and Maitreya. Maitreya and Vidur Samvad. This topic is given in between these two devotees, great devotees. Vidur as a disciple and Maitreya Muni as the spiritual master. They are discussing and they are in this discussion they talk about a person named Puranjan. It's an allegory. Means it is just for an example to teach or give or thirst some kind of point that this material body is a dead substance, it is not of much use, one should not indulge in sense gratification, in gratification of the self or the senses, because we think that self is the body. And so, poor means the deha, the house or of the nine gates, where there are nine gates, and the jan, the person who lives in the house is called Puranjan. So, soul is residing in the body of these nine gates, in the house of the nine gates, and that's why it is called Puranjan. And so everybody, all the jiva soul is Puranjan. Anybody, tree, reptiles, beast, birds, ant, cockroach, or human being, they are all Puranjan. And that is the story is being given here. And that was given, now this is, so Puranjan initially, he was telling, Maitreya Muni is narrating to Vidurji about King Prachin Barhisat. Means in Bhagavatam, many things are together, like Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, Shaunak Rishi and 88,000 Suta Goswami and Shaunak Rishi and along with the Shaunak Rishi, 88,000 saintly people hearing that in Naimisharanya. Then the story talks about how Lord Shiva, he came and he removes from some meditation, something to do from materialistic activity. They wanted to have the progeny or spread the world and fill the world with devotees. So Prachin Barhisat is the king and Prachetas are his sons. So many of the sons, they went to do the austerity before producing the progeny. And then Lord Shiva comes and gives them the advice how to be detached from the materialistic way of life. But king here, the sons are there doing like austerities for developing Krishna consciousness. But the father, King Prachin Barhisat, he was engaged in some sacrifices to increase his dynasty, his kingdom, and killing many, many animals. Then out of compassion, Narad Muni comes to the scene and he goes to the house. Because the devotees, they travel, that is only their job, is to elevate the people from their materialistic consciousness and to put them back in their spiritual consciousness, that what they are really, what is their real position. But rather than telling the king directly, because he may not understand the importance of spiritual life, he is telling through the story of Puranjan. So this is discussion is between, this Puranjan story is between Narad Muni and King Prachin Barhisat. So King Prachin Barisat is hearing and Narad Muni is narrating him the story of King Puranjan. So this is a story is already there. We are on the 11th verse. So please repeat with me. Swanveshamanah Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhuta Savimana Iva Sonveshamanah Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Please read. Swanishamana Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Sonveshamana Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Sonveshamana Sharanam So Anveshamana Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Sonveshamana Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Mataji, Sonveshamana Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Sharanam Babhrama Prathavim Prabhu Nanurupam Yadavindat Abhutsa Vimana Iva. Saha, dead King Puranjan, Anvaveshamanah, searching after Saranam, shelter, Babhrama, traveled over Prathavim, the whole planet, earth, Prabhu, to become an independent master. Na, never. Anurupam, to his liking. Yada, when. Avindat, he could find. Abhut, became. Sah, he. Vimanah, moros. Eva, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. So King Puranjan began to reach for a suitable place to live. And thus he travelled all over the world. Even after a great deal of travelling, he could not find a place just to his liking. Finally, he became morose and disappointed. Purport. The travelling of Puranjan are similar to the travelling of the modern hippies. Generally, hippies are sons of great fathers and great families. It is not that they are always poor, but somewhere or another, they abandon the shelter of their rich fathers and travel all over the world. As is stated in this verse, the living entity wants to become a Prabhu or master. The word Prabhu means a master. But actually, the living entity is not a master. He is the eternal servant of God. When the living entity abandons the shelter of God, Krishna, and tries to become a Prabhu independently, he travels all over the creation. There are 8.4 million species of life and millions and trillions of planets within the creation. The living entity wanders throughout these various types of bodies and throughout different planets, and thus He is like King Puranjan who traveled all over the world looking for a suitable place to live. There is a little bit long purport, so rather than explaining everything all in once, I would like to go paragraph by paragraph. So what it has been said, like this King Puranjan, we also have a desire to travel, because the soul, the atma, that's what we are really. This body is an outer covering, is just a dress, a grass dress, a subtle dress, like we have a little vest and then a shirt. So also the body, also there are two kinds of bodies: a subtle body made of mind, intelligence and ego, and a grass body made of fire, air, ether, earth. Earth, water, fire, air and ether, these are the five grass elements that our grass body that you see, you feel, you look, you try to make it very beautiful. And so this is the outer covering. And it's not that we have traveled in this world, in this universe, and not only in this universe, millions, there are millions and billions of universes floating in the material sky. And so we go from one universe to another, either remain in this universe or go in so many 8.4 million bodies. So these are all the bodies which is not us. It is just a place. We, the same person, is traveling throughout several kinds of bodies in so many different universities from time immemorial. Since when we came, anadi, we are there from beginningless. Means from very beginning, there is no beginning, there is no such date that how long we have been rotting in this material world. So there is no such beginning, but we are here. It is all you are seeing, that we are in the material world and suffering the threefold material miseries: adi devik, adi bhautik, adhyatmik. We are suffering, and why we are traveling? To look for some suitable place, means in such a body that we don't have to change the bodies again, to live there perpetually, to live there long, to live very happily. But in that search, we forgot what is really happiness, who we are, what is our relationship with God, why this creation is there, what is the purpose. We forget everything. Sanatana Goswami also goes to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was in Kashi, and then they are discussing. Although Sanatana Goswami is a very learned Pandit, he is asking, "Who am I? Who am I? Why am I suffering the threefold material miseries? And what is the ultimate destiny of mine, or what is the ultimate purusharth, what I should be doing, what is the best purpose or best process for me to adopt?" So he's asking this question. And Puranjan, this soul is sarvagata, means he goes everywhere, whether he lives in the water, within the water, there are so many insects and in the water, so many kinds of fishes, and so many life is there in the water, so many are in the earth planet. There are in the sky also. So like this is not only on this earth planet, but millions of planets, planetary system, everywhere there is life. Even in the sun planet, there is life. But the body is made of different elements, made of, like, say, Agni is more predominant in the fire. Even the bacteria that we see, that even after sterilizing in the autoclave, there are fire bugs. Means they are still alive. So even in the material world, in this earth planet, you see the fire bugs who live at so much temperature that even after sterilizing, they could be cultured, they could be grown in the petri dish. So same way, in the sun planet, there are living beings. So jiva, the soul, the atma is sarvagata. He goes everywhere, he travels everywhere, and so he is also traveling. So we have a habit of going in the material world, like even in the one body we try to go. I was in India, now I went to United States. So we travel to different places. The purpose is anando maya abhyasat. I am looking for some bliss. I am trying to find that where there would be more pleasure to my body, because I am misidentifying that I am the body and I want to give some pleasure to my senses. Body is a group of senses put together, that is made the body. So I am trying to generate some gratification through my senses and give pleasure, thinking that I am the body. And that's why this Puranjan is also traveling in so many species of life to find some pleasure, find a suitable place where he does not have to travel again, where he could live perpetually happy. And that's what the message that Narad Muni is trying to give to King Prachin Baryasa, that by going, nobody is happy. You cannot find anyone happy anywhere, whether it is Bill Gates, whether it is Rockefeller or whether it is Reliance owners or anybody even in the material world, whether it is Birla, Tata, anyone that you see are people who are very gigantic, who have huge bodies, athletic body or beautiful bodies. So whether it is rich or poor, everybody is suffering and looking something new, looking something different to be happy. Means nobody is happy, everybody is in anxiety. So King Narad Muni is telling King Prachin Barasat also that you are looking for happiness and you have killed it for the sacrifice so many animals. So now those elements are awaiting you to die and attack on you. So he is very fearful of his condition. And we are also fearful that we do so many abominable activity. What will happen to us? Where we will go? We have to give up away all the our possessions, what we have in form of money, bank balance, insurance, whether we have wife, family, children, home, so many society that we have developed. So we are afraid that we have to give up all these things. So always a human being, whether it is a human being or any animal or insect, everybody is in constant anxiety. Even if they are very strong, but like just there is some animal, a weaker animal is afraid of somebody who is more powerful. Like a goat would be afraid of a lion. And in material life also, that we are also afraid. Whether it is from terrorist activity or from somebody coming and taking away our possessions or from the government. In so many ways that we are also suffering and always in anxiety. So Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala, Vishera Bhanda. The path of Karma Kanda, that is fruitive activities, and the path of Jnana Kanda, is speculation, are just like strong pots of poison. Amrita Baliya Yeba, Khaya Nana Yoni Sadafire. A person who mistakes this poison to be nectar and drinks it, travels in different species of life. Kandariya Bhakshan Kare. And according to his body, he eats all types of abominable things. For instance, when the living entity is in the body of a hog, he eats a stool. When the living entity is in the body of a crow, he eats all kinds of refuse, even pus and mucus, and enjoys it. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur points out that the living entity travels in different types of bodies and eats all kinds of abominable things. When he does not become ultimately happy, he becomes morose or takes to the ways of hippies. So Prabhupada is pointing out that Puranjan is like hippies. I have seen a lot of hippies in my life. That hippies, they are children of well-to-do, rich parents, people. They have everything at their disposal, like money, woman, drugs, drinking. But still they are really morose. They are not very happy. This is when Srila Prabhupada went in 60s. 61, 62, 65, 70s, 80s, they were continuing. Gradually, that kind of things, they disappeared because they also did not become happy. They tried to, rather than they live the social path, a normal way, like a society, friendship, relationship. So they gave away even wearing clothes. So there were places where they were living naked, naked forms. In California, there was a form and many devotees, they came from there. They will have any kind of relation with anyone without any discrimination. They will take to have different mentality. They will take to the drugs. Taking drugs means you are not living normally. You want to go away from the reality. And that's why people take alcohol or certain intoxicating drugs to change the mentality. And sometimes people become like obsessive compulsive neurosis. They become neurotic just again to go away from the reality. Means people, they try. It is just because they are so much anxiety filled, they want to be either forget that situation and want to be away. And so sometimes they are so much fearful, like say, whether they have locked the house, and then they will go 10 times to check whether did I lock it or not, did I close the windows or not, did I put on my dress or not. Means they are always, so they are so much compulsive. This disease in America is millions of people are suffering from this OBS or obsessive compulsive neurosis that they are suffering. It is an extension of again the fear or anxiety that people have. So what Narottam Das Thakur that song is Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Vishera Bhanda. That people, they try to go from different. Karma Kanda means activities, fruitive activities to get certain results. Like people may get by good activity, people may like to go to Swargalok. It's not enough, good enough, let me go to heavenly planet. But then again, ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువనాలోక పునరావర్తిన అర్జున. దే గో టు డిఫరెంట్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ బట్ అగైన్ దే ఫాల్ డౌన్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద హైయర్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ ఆల్సో. దే కమ్ అగైన్ టు డూ ద యాక్టివిటీ ఈవెన్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వర్గలోక్ బ్రహ్మలోక్ ఎనీవేర్ దే గో ఆర్ ఈవెన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద లోవర్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్. వీ చేంజ్ ద బాడీ అండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మర్సీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ వీ ఎవల్యూట్ గ్రేజువలీ ఫ్రమ్ లోవర్ స్పెసీస్ టు ద హైయర్ స్పెసీస్ కమ్ టు ద హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద క్రిసెండో హియర్. వన్స్ యూ కమ్ టు ద హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ యూ కుడ్ ఐదర్ ఫాల్ డౌన్ టు ద లోవర్ స్పెసీస్ ఆర్ యూ కుడ్ ఎలివేట్ టు ద హైయర్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్. బట్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ విదిన్ ఆల్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ రెల్మ్. It is not out of this material realm. It's still in bodily consciousness. So karma kand, whether you are in fruitive activities that you are doing, or gyan kand, means speculation. Speculation, their aim. So karma kand's aim is to enjoy in higher planetary system, like going to Swargalok. That is the process. Like so many yagyas and people they do, so many demigods worship. And demigods are also fallible. They are also jiva souls. They also are embodied. Embodied means the person, the soul who has a body. So demigods are devata. There are 330 million demigods. So they are all living beings like us. They are not God or supreme controller or like Krishna or Lord Ram. They are not like that at all. They are just appointed ministers to administer for this material world. To continue, and then we try to bribe them and take some advantage, but they cannot give you real ananda or bliss that soul is looking. Like if you put the fish in out of the water, and as much as you try to satisfy, fish cannot be happy. It has to be on its natural environment. So the bliss that we get, we try to get the happiness, that is like a drop in the desert. If you are very thirsty and what you see is really just absence of some suffering, and you may get some kind of anand, but it is such a tiny anand, and it is also flickering, and it also goes away. It is for a short time. And again you are thirsty back again. Means again you are looking for the same bliss. Because soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Soul belongs to the spiritual kingdom. We came from the spiritual. So unless we go and take shelter in the spiritual world, spiritual sky, spiritual planet, in the Vaikuntha Loka, Kuntha and Vaikuntha. Kuntha means this anxiety field place. And Vigat, that is gone, means where there is no anxiety. We means Vigat, that is gone, and Kuntha means anxiety. The place where anxiety is gone is called Vaikuntha. So people want to go to Vaikuntha, but their methods is completely wrong. Their methods is not how to go to Vaikuntha planet, that you have to learn from the scriptures, Vedic scripture. Particularly this Vedic scripture, particularly this Srimad Bhagavatam is emanation from the Lord. It is about Lord Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is the words is spoken by Lord Krishna, and it tells about the whole story about Vaikuntha planet, how to go there, tells about different devotees, their stories, how they have become devotees, how they worship and love Krishna. So all these things are there, and it is meant for human being only. Only human being can take to it. Even demigods cannot relish this Srimad Bhagavatam. You may say, why not? In higher plan, there are many universes, but it is really meant for human being, because demigods are too much absorbed in enjoying propensity. They have done some positive bank balance and they want to plunder their bank balance, take that bank balance and enjoy. But human being, because there is little bit suffering, there is some enjoyment, and they have a propensity to go, because that is, as I said, that they are come to a plateau where they could either go down or they could go up to the Vaikuntha Loka. So human life is very rare. It's very, very important, and we must use this human life to cultivate Krishna consciousness. So karma kand that I talk is fruitive activity. Jnana kand is ascending process. By your speculation, you think that I could go to a spiritual planet or higher planetary system, and their end that they want to merge with Brahma Jyoti, and they want to get annihilated. So that way, that is not also correct, because jiva is always active. Soul or Atman, what we are, is never in a negative way that you just merge and finish your existence. It cannot be cut, it could not be dried up, it could not be dissolved. So jiva is always active, and because of his active nature, he cannot remain in Brahma Jyoti for a long time. Then he will aruya krachena parampadam tata. Means they come back again to the material world to do the activity. They cannot remain in Brahmajyoti for very, very long time because of their active status. There is nothing to do. You are there like a Trishanku, if you go yourself in the sky and remain, you have to come down to do activity. You cannot remain in the plane forever. You have to come down, and that's why you soul, even if they are in the Brahmajyoti, they want to be back again. So that path is also not good. Means the fruity activity, the karma kand or karma yoga path, the jnana yoga path, the dhyana yoga path, but ultimately it has to be the bhakti yoga. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvata. Krishna says that I could be known as myself, as I am, by only devotional service. And that is what is being taught by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna also wants that. So we'll discuss about that, what this bhakti yoga, what this jiva soul, why we are here, and what is our purpose. So let us just read this further, and then when it is end, we could discuss about all these things. Thus in this verse it is said, na anurupam, that the king could never find a place suitable for his purpose. That verse that there is says, na anurupam, nanurupam, na anurupam, yada vin, as he wanted, he could not find the place. So we cannot remain happily in the material world. At any, whatever we may have, we have to find a place where we could remain perpetually. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrata svadhanam. The soul is looking for that bliss which never ends, which always increases again and again, more and more. So that is only in the material world. Whatever bliss you might be getting in your relationship with your wealth, your possession, is temporary at the most by giving up the body. It's all gone. Or if you are diseased, you cannot enjoy all that. If somebody has diabetes and he likes sugar, he cannot take sweets. So like that, this world is not for a fit for a gentleman. If we are looking a suitable place, and king is going here and there, he could not find, and we cannot find. We cannot, that I could create a place where I would be happy ever, live forever. That's not possible. People in the Western world are suffering. People in the Eastern world are suffering. People in the heavenly planets, they are suffering. People in the lower planetary system, they are suffering. So everybody is suffering because this material world is labeled as a place of, it's a temporary and place of suffering. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This place is place of misery and temporary. In any form of life and on any planet in the material world, a living entity cannot be happy because everything in the material world is unsuitable for the spirit soul. Like out of water, that is unsuitable place for a fish. Same thing for a soul to remain in the material world, that's not suitable. Although we are here from time immemorial, but still it is not, and trying to make it a permanent residence, but nobody could live here permanently, and they are suffering, and that has to be realized. We have to realize that I am suffering. If people are too much enamored by his possessions, by his beauty, by his knowledge, by his very fame or riches, He cannot take to the Krishna consciousness. He will suffer perpetually and come again and again in the material world. The living entity independently wants to become a Prabhu. Means we all are here to act as Prabhus or Ishwars or controller. Because we are envious of God, why he is the enjoyer? Why I have to serve him? But our position is Jivera Swarupahoy Krishner Nitya Das. Eternally we are servant of Krishna. That is, we are very, very tiny, very infinite. Infinitesimal, not infinite, and we have to serve the, we are ansha of Krishna, our identity, that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and a job of the part and parcel is to serve the whole. So that is our purpose in the is life, is to really serve the Supreme Lord, who is the complete self, and by serving we are establishing in our real eternal position, and then we could enjoy whatever is there in the spiritual kingdom. Forever, we don't have to come. Yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramamama. Krishna says that once you go there, you do not have to come back. Like Janmashtami is coming very soon, and Krishna says, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vyakti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti maam eti sorjuna. That once you give up your body, then after give up tyakta deham punarjanma, then there won't be any another, like you do not have to take another birth. Punarjanma naiti maam eti sorjuna. So you will come to my abode and you won't suffer. So we want to become Prabhu. Because of our envious nature, we are put into this material world, and we are rotting in this material world from time immemorial. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is singing, मिछे मायार वसे याच्य भेसे खाच्य हबू डुबू भाई. माय डियर लिविंग एंटिटी, व्हाई आर यू बीइंग कैरीड अवे बाय द वेव्स ऑफ माया. माया इज पुटिंग अस अप डाउन लाइक ए मंकी गोज ऑन द सम टॉप ब्रांचेस, ही फॉल्स डाउन इन द लोअर ब्रांचेस. सो लाइक दैट वी आर गोइंग इन हायर प्लानेटरी सिस्टम, लोअर प्लानेटरी सिस्टम, बट नेवर टू फाइंड एनी हैप्पीनेस. सो माया इज मेकिंग अस गो थ्रू सो मेनी डिफरेंट योनिस. माया हैज रियली कॉट अस. सो वी विल डिस्क्राइब. सो इन दिस वर्स पर्टिकुलरली इट टॉक्स अबाउट द जीव सोल, इट टॉक्स अबाउट लिटिल बिट अबाउट द माया, एंड लेटर ऑन इट टॉक्स अबाउट व्हाई वी आर इन एंजाइटी, व्हाई वी आर ऑलवेज fearsome, and how to get out of the fear. These are the three main points that this particular verse is pointing to us. So we will read that. My dear, so why we are suffering? So in Bhagavad Gita it says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjun, and is directing the wandering of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So like a machine, so Paramatma is there, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. Ishvara, in form of Paramatma, expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he is sitting with us. So there is a soul and there is Paramatma also. Like the two birds are sitting on a tree. One is trying to enjoy the sweet and bitter taste of the fruits, but another is watching him. So Krishna, in form of Paramatma, is with us from time immemorial in any kind of form or shape. Everybody, our relatives, they leave us. But the Paramatma is with us in any hawk's body, dog's body, cat's body, crow's body, ant body, tree body, reptile body, every body. So any kind of body that we take, out of his kindness, Krishna is with us in form of Paramatma, and it is our duty to look towards him. A person who is eating the fruit, he does not see the bird, who does not see that there is Paramatma who is willing to give me all the advice, all the way, and trying to pull me out, but we do not want to listen to him. We just close our ears, we just make it deaf to hear his thing. And then Krishna is still waiting that in some form, some yoni, some life, he will turn to me and I will guide him and pull him and bring him back home, back to Godhead. So spiritual master is like an external representation of that Paramatma. Chaitya Guru, who is in consciousness, that is Paramatma. And then external manifestation of this Chaitya Guru is the spiritual master. And he is waiting, he is trying to give. Srila Prabhupada came out of his kind mercy to the Western world. His whole purpose was out of compassion. He was very happy in age 70s. He went out of the country, but his whole purpose was to elevate the living being who are suffering. He saw that people are in mode of ignorance. They are in mode of passion. How they will be able to take it? And he prays to Srila Prabhupada, prays to Lord Krishna to give him the word suitable so that people can listen and could elevate or could take to this Bhagavad Dharma. So his purpose was to give holy name of the Lord, that is the Yuga Dharma, not only in this Yuga, for all the Yugas, for all the time. But Yuga Dharma is very essential for this. If you chant, then you could free your heart from all the contamination. And then these passages could be very easy to be taken. You will develop distaste for material enjoyment. So chanting is the remedy for this material world from all kinds of anxiety. It is because of the chanting that timely there is water, there is rainfall, there is seasonal changes. Because of God consciousness, if many people become God conscious, then there won't be any place like Ram Rajya or Yudhishthir Maharaj. He had a kingdom and everybody was very, very happy and pleased. And that also could happen if everybody can take to this Krishna consciousness. So it's everybody's duty. Bharata bhume tahela manushya janmayar janma sarthak kari kar par upakar. That whoever has taken birth in Bharatvarsh, it becomes his duty, his moral duty, his real religious duty. He should take to this Krishna consciousness. Then it will really relieve him from every problem and then others also. So that is the duty. It's a very, very, this birth in India is very special. And because only Aryans are people who are familiar with the Vedic culture. Now we are changing, but what to the world these Indians can give is God consciousness. Because they know about the Vedas, they know about Krishna consciousness. They talk about that, know about Bhagavad Gita, but they have to study sitting at the lotus feet of the spiritual master like Srila Prabhupada. Then one can understand. So Krishna sitting as a like our body is like a machine. And then through that machine, the driver that is inside, there is so Ishwar inside that who is sitting as Paramatma, he is moving according to our desires, he is giving us so many bodies. If we want to become a dog, okay, take and see it, whether can it be happy. If you want to become a monkey, pigeon, so many bodies are given and it is sentient by Krishna sitting as within us. He is watching our activity, our mentality, and he knows everything and he is giving us so many bodies. But still in any number of bodies, we can never be happy. So the living entity is carried in the machine of the body through so many species of life on so many planets. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked the living entity, why is being carried away in this bodily machines to be placed in many different circumstances? He advises that one surmount the waves of Maya by surrendering unto Krishna. Jiva Krishna Das, ei Vishwas. Karle to aur dukkha nahi. We are eternally servant of Krishna. If we could have this firm of faith, like Srila Prabhupada has firm of faith that on Krishna, that yes, he will make my words suitable for the people to receive it. And so wherever he went, he developed success. But we don't have a firm faith on Krishna and in his words that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam kshanam raja aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshishyami masucha. That you do not be fear. You give away all these kinds of relative or material dharmas and take to my shelter. Surrender unto me. And we do not really take to that advice because we have to have a firm of faith. And that firm of faith would develop if we start surrendering or at least if we chant and chanting the process and read Srimad Bhagavatam, somehow drag yourself and come to Krishna conscious activity. Try to serve and then automatically your mind would become, as I said, that it will be away or you will be able to give up your sense gratification, thinking that is to be the aim of life. Sense gratification is not aim of life because nobody has become happy. Aim of life is to surrender to Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead, where there is no return, there is no anxiety, there is no suffering, and we always increase our anandam buddhi vardhan, what we are looking, so that bliss will always increase. Thus, we are immediately relieved from the traveling from one body to another and from one planet to another. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Krapa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That we have been wandering, but a person who is very, very fortunate, Bhagyavan Jeev, a fortunate person, then he will, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagya, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of the spiritual master, he get Krishna, and by the mercy of Krishna, he will get his spiritual master. Krishna Prasade Pai, then he will, the seed of devotional service would be sown. So while traveling, a living entity becomes fortunate enough to become blessed by the association of devotees and come to, like, that's what is this Krishna Conscious ISKCON Society, is association of devotees, where you could associate with each other and you could develop, you could remove your certain doubts and you could develop affection or attraction for Krishna. And to come to Krishna Consciousness, his real life actually begins. So that is the real life. This Krishna Consciousness movement is giving all wandering living entity a chance to take to the shelter of Krishna and thus become happy. In this verse, the word vimana, eva, are very significant. In this material world, even the great king of heaven is also full of anxiety. Vimana means one who is not happy, is in anxiety. Means the mind is not really pleased. Vimana. If even Lord Brahma is full of anxiety, what of these ordinary living entities who are working within this planet? Bhagavad Gita confirms, 8:16, Abrahma Bhuna Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. In the material world, a living entity is never satisfied even in the position of Brahma or in the position of Indra and Chandra. You have seen that Indra goes to many places and just tries fighting sometime with Krishna for Parijat tree. Sometime he goes to Gautam Muni's wife Ahilya to enjoy, although he has a very beautiful wife Sachi. So because he's not satisfied, he just tries in some different way that I may be satisfied, but that satisfaction never comes. So even as a Brahma, Indra or Chandra, one is in full of anxiety simply because, so people who are worshippers of the demigods, how they could be happy? People, they try to worship in some fruitive activities and try to bribe the demigods to become happy, but even the demigods themselves are not happy. They are also, they have to take birth, they have to die, they become diseased, they become old. So how one can be happy by worshipping to the demigods? It is not possible. It is temporary, you may get benefit, but again the suffering. The result ends with the body, and then again you have to start all over again. So, simply because he has accepted this material body as a place of happiness, so I would like to talk about this jiva soul, what is this maya, why we are here, and how you can be out of anxiety. So, any question that you have so far, that we have read about Puranjan, who is Puranjan, who is narrating this story of Puranjan, Narad Muni is narrating this story, it is an allegorical, like a story. Just to give some point, you take, like we say that moon is just above the branch of the tree, but moon is far, far miles and miles, but that is just, and we indicate that through that top of the branch, you see that way there is the moon. So the same way that his stories are pointing us out to certain, taking some lesson from that, by itself is just a story that is just to narrate certain points, to give us, to thirst a certain point. So this Maya Shakti is Bahiranga Shakti. There are three energies of Lord, Parashya Shakti, Vividaiva Shruyate, then Swabhavaki Jnana Balak Kriyachya. So there are external energy, Krishna has many, many energies, but there are his Swam Swarup Shakti, his Chid Shakti, then there is external Bahiranga Shakti, that is called Maya Shakti, and also there is a Jiva, that is a separate Shakti. So, Swarup Shakti, all the expansion of Krishna, the spiritual world, that is from his Swarup Shakti, or internal energy. Bahiranga energy is called Maya. Although it is energy of Krishna, but she cannot come in front of Krishna. Just like a snake gives away its covering, Kechul. That snake has a, you have seen that Kechul. He gives away. Same thing that Bahiranga Shakti is external. It has no connection with the Supreme. Although it is part, the Kechul comes from the snake. But it has no connection, it slithers away and goes away. Same thing that we do, Krishna has no connection with this Maya, although it is energy of Krishna, and he directs us, but he is not directly related to. It is Maya lives on the back of Krishna, she never comes in front of Krishna. But Prabhupada has given that this Krishna Surisam, Maya hai Andhakar, jahan Krishna nahi tha, no, jahan Andhak, what is that? Jaha Krishna tahar nahi maya radhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, maya cannot come. So if we take to Krishna consciousness, then maya would not influence us. How maya influences? Maya is of two kinds. One is jiv maya and gun maya. Gun maya, that is made of three modes of material nature. Rajogun, tamogun, satogun. That is the three gunas. And even in satogun, people feel very complacency. It's not transcendental. We have to cross beyond the three modes of this material nature. So this is gun maya. And jiv maya, is the real substance, that is the all the living. So this jiv maya that makes us forget. There are two kinds of jiv maya. One is avaranatmika and another is prakshatmika. Avaranatmika, this covers our real knowledge that I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. I have to serve Krishna. We forget that we are the spiritual entity, part of Krishna. We forget that is avaranatmika, and prakshatmika, she feels that all these relations, all these earnings, so she gives us attachment to anything belonging to the body. So one thing that maya makes us that I am the body, so that is a forgetfulness, covering, avaranatmika and prakshatmika, that we feel that anything with the body I could enjoy, I am the body and everything is meant for my enjoyment, this relation. So she makes us attached to the material world, to remain in the material world. So that is the maya shakti, which is just like how maya shakti is different, like a bimba. Bimba means you see the shadow of sun in the water, body of the water. But sun is very, very far. But that bimba or shadow is dependent on the sun. Same thing, this maya is like a shadow. Maya is not reality. Means if anything which has no connection to Krishna, that is maya. If anything that you connect to Krishna, it is part of Krishna, it is energy of Krishna and made for service to Krishna, because this is all energy. And energy is meant for service to energetic. We are also energy of the Lord. meant to serve the Lord. So Maya is also for service of the Lord. But we want to take it granted that it is for my enjoyment. That's why Maya keeps us perpetually in the material world. So once you realize that whatever is there, so Maya is not just money, not just this body, not just what you see or survey, but Maya is anything which is has no connection to Krishna is Maya. Rite artha yat pratiyete na pratiyete chatmani, that one, so that is where we think that it is not connected to Krishna, that is Maya. It's in much more detail. So the place for Maya's place, Maya is, keeps the, all the jiva souls bound up into the material world. So what these jiva souls are, that we said that there is Tatastha Shakti, and so we are part of the Tatastha Shakti. So jiva, this jiva is the real giving the consciousness to the body. All the activity, the body is dead. The grass body or subtle body, both are dead. Although we think that I am the body, just like if there is a lamp in the room, in a dark room, minute you remove the lamp, then the darkness takes over. So similarly, when the soul goes away, then we are in ignorance. The agyan is darkness, so we are in ignorance. So because we have forgotten Krishna and we have contacted the Maya, and that is the cause of our remaining in the material world. And we are from time immemorial, but still our, because we are part of a higher nature, we are very close to Krishna, but we are very tiny. This tatastha, tat, like say, if you think the body of the water to be Krishna, and then the tat, the on the side, we are very close. It can be covered by Krishna, or it could be in the outer world. So outer world is Maya. So Maya is very far, but Maya being very gigantic can cover the tiny jiva soul. Although we have tendency, we could go to the spiritual world, to Krishna consciousness, but Maya is very, very strong. Devi esha gunamai mama maya duratya. My Maya is very difficult to overcome. But mama eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. But one who surrenders unto me, then they could cross over the material nature. It means Krishna arranges everything that we could go back home, back to Godhead. But if what is needed is surrender to Krishna. Mama eva ye prapadyante. Prapadyante means sharanapanna, sharanagati. So if we surrender, then mamai vanso, Krishna says, mamai vanso jiva loki. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Jiva bhuta sanatana. Manasasthani indriyani prakatisthani karshati. That we are groping, we are trying to play with the material energy, material world or maya, and then that's why. But we are part and parcel of Krishna. And we belong to the spiritual kingdom, and that is what we are always looking for in the material world. Really, everybody is looking for Krishna. If actually you see, but we are looking in a wrong place. We are looking in the material world, in this relationship, in money, in so many ways, in our family, home, bank business. We think that yes, this will give me happiness is Krishna. You just real happiness, because anando maya bhyasa, Krishna is full of anand. Raso vaisa is the ras, is embodiment of all the bliss. And we are looking that bliss. Means everybody is looking for Krishna, but in a wrong place, and that's why we are suffering and trying to go up and down like this. Puranjan is trying to look everywhere a suitable place and he cannot find. And that's how we are also trying to go. We are all Puranjan. And we are all trying to find some suitable place for us to live, and we cannot find. So we have to take to the spiritual process. So we are Vibhinnans, we are not swans. Krishna has swans and Vibhinnans. Vishnu Tattva are all swans Tattva, and Jiva are Vibhinnans Tattva. So there is a Bheda Bhed Prakash. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, because a tiny drop of ocean is also has the same quality, but not in the quantity. So although we are part of Krishna, but we are very tiny. And tiny has to really serve the whole Shakti and Shaktiman. Jivara Surupahe Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Tatastha Shakti, Bheda, Bheda Prakash. That there is Bheda and Abheda. Abheda, because Abheda means we are one and the same, but it's not that we become Krishna. A drop cannot say that I am the ocean. A drop can never say that I become ocean. So, just like a snake, is living with kundali. Kundali means he just rolls down in a coil form, he sits. So there is no difference in the kundali and the snake. But there is a difference that kundali is not a snake. Something that is a coil is not a snake. Anything could be a coil. So coil and a snake are different. The same thing that we, jiva soul and Krishna, the God, there is a difference. So there is no difference and there is difference. That is called achinta bheda bhed tattva. That there is simultaneously oneness and difference. The difference is that we are very tiny and we have to serve. And that is the purpose of the human life. We are 1/10,000 part of a tip of a hair. That and now we have, we are, now you may say that if we are part of Krishna, and because it is all happens because Krishna is directing us, and we suffer in the material world, why we are, and so it comes from suffering. You may, one may point out that suffering is from Krishna, because he is giving, he is really, he is putting us into that situation. The situations, the body is given by Krishna, the Maya is given by Krishna, he fulfills our, we desire, but because we desire, we activate, we start, and that's why the result is, yes, we get the result by Krishna. He is the sanctioner authority, he sanctions us, but it is the desire, and without, so that we have kartratva, bhoktratva, and gyatratva. That we are knowledgeable, we are active, and then we have to suffer or enjoy the resultant reaction also. We cannot put on Krishna that because he is doing everything, he is the master, he is Ishwar, he is controller, then it is him. So why some paap punya, why I should be suffering from certain unwanted results? Because the jiva has these three things, his thinking, feeling, willing, that is the nature of the soul. Otherwise we are like a robot. And one may say, why Krishna wants to serve him? Krishna is, yes, he is aptakam, he is complete in himself, but is still his aptakam. He is looking for the love that we can give to him. Without love, he is incomplete. Means he is so sweet and our service is necessary. The bhakti service means that is bhakti to Krishna, that is necessary, loving devotional service. And so that is needed. The bhakti means loving devotional service to Krishna. That is needed, and Krishna is looking for it, and he is hungry for it. He is thirsty for it. Without that, he is not complete in himself. He wants loving relationship with us. One, a man creates family, society, just for exchange of love. Krishna has created eko vai bahushyam. From one, he became many, just to enjoy the reciprocal relationship. And that relationship is through service, not through self-aggrandizement, not for asking him, not like a business purpose. So we are not robots. If Krishna has created, you may see, but we are not like a robots that Krishna could manipulate, but we have certain our own thinking, feeling, willing, this kartratva, gyatratva, and bhoktratva. We are enjoyer also, like Krishna is enjoyer. But real enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram, yagyatapasam, sarvaloka maheshwaram, surodam sarvabhutanam, yajyatva mam shantim richyati. That if we know, understand, that Krishna is the real bhokta, real enjoyer for everything that we do. But we should do directly to serve Krishna, to please him. But we do have little bit independence, and because of the misuse of the independence, independence means to serve Krishna, to be in part of Krishna, or to serve Maya. We have to serve. Service is a natural tendency of a jiva soul. He is always engaged in service. But either to serve Maya, so service is the propensity in every jiva, but if we serve proper place where the service is reposed, if service is reposed in Maya, then we will remain in the Maya, in the material world, perpetually. If we serve Krishna, then we could be out of this material realm or sansara. Sansara is going in so many life, taking birth again and dying. And 84 lakh yoni mein bhatakna, that is called sansara. Sansara is not, this is my sansara, my wife, children, that is not sansara. That I have my sansara, mujhe mera sansara chalana hai. Really, sansara is taking punarapi jananam, janani, janani jat. Means punarapi maranam, punarapi jani jatre shayanam. Means to take birth again, to die again, to go again in the mother's womb, going in through many, so many species of life. That is called sansara. So we are, so there are two kinds of jiva, nitya baddha and nikta mukta. We are nitya baddha, eternally bound. You may say eternally, but it is eternally, yes, that is there, that, but not ananta. Anadi, eternal means from time immemorial, from long time, but it is not anant, it is ending. It can end by service to Krishna, by taking. So Prabhupada has brought to this Krishna consciousness to give us how to engage in loving devotional service. Very practical, this Matajis are making garlands, somebody is serving the Diti, offering Aarti, chanting. So all this process is directly taking us to Krishna consciousness. That so some people, they chose to remain, but it's, and they are eternally, so they are like Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha. And another is Sadhana, like Kripa Siddha. There is another category, but it's still those category that that is Kripa Siddha. They are also Nitya Baddha, but now they have been blessed by the spiritual master, blessed by saintly people. So there is a blessing, and then they could elevate themselves. So Nitya Dasa, we are eternally Jivera Surpaya Krishna Nitya Das. One may say, I am already serving Krishna Nitya Das. What is the need of seva? So what is then this Nitya Seva eternally? One may question this. Can anybody would make, what is the difference in Nitya, like eternally Jivera, that is the Jiva Swarup, Nitya Das. And another is Nitya Seva, eternal seva of Krishna. So are we really serving Krishna? Yes, we are serving the energy of Krishna. The Maya is also energy of Krishna. We are serving, but that is a wrong service. Like, we have to serve like by giving a taxes, it should go to the treasury. But if we bribe to some officers, that is not real service to the government. Say there is a king, and then there is so many ministers. Out of, you may bribe to some police officer or somebody to give you, build certain thing. You may bribe them, but that is not going to the treasury and it cannot be distributed. So one is like service to the demigods and to humanity, humanitarian activity is a very, very temporary activity. As I told you that why Krishna, even if it is aptakam, why he needs that? I'm really out of my time, but I will just give the cause of, there is one beautiful verse that why we are in. So I told you about who is Jiva soul, what is Maya, and why one is in anxiety, he is suffering. That is the part that he was suffering, that is in this verse that we talk about, that he could not place and he was in anxiety. He is fearful, he is in anxiety. So how to get up out of anxiety? There is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is from 11th Canto, 2nd verse, 30, 2nd chapter, 37th verse. Bhayam dvitiya bhi niveshatah syat, ishat apetasya viparyayo smratihi, tat mayaya atah budhe abhajetam, bhaktya ekaya isham guru devatatma. Bhayam dvitiya, that we have taken shelter of dvitiya bhi niveshat. Second energy, I told you that Krishna has three energies. First is spiritual energy or internal energy or antarik, bahiranga and antaranga. Antaranga shakti is in the spiritual world. But second one is this maya shakti. Because we have taken the shelter of this maya shakti, second energy. And that is why because we have taken that shelter, that is why there is bhay or fear. Fear, what is fear? Is insecurity, anxiety. When we are feeling insecure, what would happen to me tomorrow? So everybody, we do not know what would happen to us. So everybody is in fear. Fear of death, fear of losing everything, fear of growing old, getting disease, cancer, high blood pressure, so many things. So that is the cause of bhaya, and it is because of we have taken shelter of the second energy of the God. Ishat apittash, we have turned our face away from Krishna. If we are, say, in front of Krishna, then naturally, but if we turn away, if we are in front of sun, and then we turn our face, why there is darkness? I am seeing just dark. But we have turned. So we have turned our face from Krishna and we have turned opposite, gone opposite, and that's why there is suffering, that's why there is fear. So if we want to get away, then, so viparyoya smriti, that's why we have got this opposite knowledge. Opposite knowledge that Maya is everything, body is everything, and we want to enjoy. So Ishat Apetasya Viparyoyo Smriti Tat Mayaya Ata Budhe Abhajetam. So a Buddhiman Purush, Budhe Abhajetam, they will serve. Abhajet. Bhajet means bhaj. Bhaj means bhakti. That they will tam kinti bhaktya ekaya isham. By penetrated attention, ekaya to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and also to the spiritual master. Guru Devata Atma, so Devata Atma, because he is represented, as I told you, that a spiritual master is external representation of Paramatma, and by serving him and serving his mission and by serving Krishna, then we turned our face towards Krishna, then we would be out of bhaya. So that is the in this so how to get out of this fear? Everybody is in fearful situation. If you turned your face or service serving maya to serve Krishna, service is eternally there, it is swarup, that is our swarup is to serve. But where we are reposing our service? If we repose on Krishna, then we get out of fear, we go to the spiritual kingdom, but that has to be done with love and devotion. So that is has to be taught, and that's why there are so many volumes of books to study, learn, come to Bhagavatam, and then one can be out of this fear. So through this story we learn about why jiva soul is going from one place to another in search of happiness. Who is jiva soul? Why is not getting happy? That is the maya, because he has taken shelter of maya. And then why we are in fear and how to be out of fear. So these things are all described in this one verse. So like that there are similar so many verses after verses, so many allegories after allegories, so many stories of devotees that how they went out of this material realm and how they did. That is all given in Bhagavatam. That is, this Bhagavatam is called Amal Puran, completely spotless Puran, to put back on your real self. Real, the everybody is looking what is the best thing to do. The best thing, like when Parikshit Maharaj was dying, he said, what is best? Everybody wants to do the topmost activity, like Chat Purusharth. So what is the Param Purusharth? Is to chant the holy name for this age and read Srimad Bhagavatam. By these two processes, Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness all over the world. And if we could also adopt these two processes, chanting, and second is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam like you are all doing, then we could be out of this material realm and go back home, back to Godhead. So I will finish here. If you have any question or comments about this verse, you could say. Yes, Prabhu. Let it be louder. I would. You have a mic or something? No? Okay, go ahead. Yes. Heavenly planets also. Shene Purne Vrata. Even heavenly planets are Brahma Bhuvana Loka. Even you are in the Brahma Lok, Satya Lok, that is even much higher than this heavenly planet. And they also come down. If Brahma is a devotee, Brahma people, when they come like as initially it may be as a Brahma, but they also fall down and gradually come. So not from just a heavenly planet, but even higher, Jan Lok, Tap Lok, Mar Lok. Even higher planetary system, they always have a chance to fall down if they do not become fully Krishna conscious in loving devotion to Krishna. Yes. Thank
हेलो निर्विशेष का अर्थ क्या होता है
निर्विशेष शून्य निर्विशेष दैट इज निर्विशेष मीन्स देर इज नो फॉर्म देर इज नो लाइक विशेष मीन्स देर इज सम क्वालिटी निर्विशेष विदाउट एनी क्वालिटीज सो वन इज विदाउट एनी लाइक से इफ देर इज ए फॉर्म देर इज ए फॉर्म शेप लाइकिंग डिसलाइकिंग सो कृष्णा is nirvishesha. There is three, like see Krishna vadanti tatas vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwan iti shabdate. Bhagwan Krishna is savishesh, means he has all the qualities. One can see him, feel him, serve him, feed him, hold him on your lap, like you chastise him, anything. So that is vishesh. And nirvishesh, one has no qualities, no gunas. So nirvishesh means without even any body. Like the jyoti, there is no qualities. ब्रह्म ज्योति. सो इन भगवद गीता देर इज ए वर्स ऑन 12:5, क्लेशो अधिक तरस तेषाम अव्यक्ता सक्त चेतसाम अव्यक्ता ही गति गतिर दुखम देहवस्थिर भीर अवस्थित. वी आर बॉडीली, वी आर इन बॉडीली कॉन्शियस, वी हैव द बॉडीज, वी कुड सर्व, बट इफ यू थिंक दैट गॉड इज गॉड हैज नो फॉर्म, निराकार, साकार एंड निराकार. सो निराकार दैट इज वेरी कॉमन रियली. निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे शिल प्रभुपाद वेंट टू द वेस्टर्न वर्ल्ड बिकॉज इट वॉज सो रैम्पेंट एंड सो प्रॉमिनेंट. निर्विशेष, देर इज नो विशेष, निराकार दैट इज ऑल्सो निर्विशेष. शून्यवादी मीन्स जस्ट जीरो, होल मटेरियल लाइक बुद्धिज्म इज शून्यवादी. सो ऑल दिस आर रियली दैट इज नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू श्रीमद भागवतम. गॉड हैज ए पर्सनलिटी, ही हैज हिज लाइकिंग, ही हैज ए फॉर्म, ही हैज गोपीज, ही हैज हिज अबोड, ही हैज हिज प्लेस, ही हैज गिवन सो मेनी सर्विसेस विथ क्वालिटीज लाइक यू हैव अ टेबल, ब्रांच, ट्रीज एंड एवरीथिंग इज सो मच रियली क्वालिटीज. इवन द ईच इज नो फ्लैक एंड ईच लीव ऑन ए ट्री इज डिफरेंट. आवर ऑल द लाइक वी हैव दिस थम इम्प्रेशन, वाई इट इज सो डिफरेंट एंड हाउ गॉड हु इज क्रिएटर ऑफ ऑल दिस सर्विसेस सो मेनी क्वालिटीज कुड बी निर्विशेष विदाउट एनी क्वालिटीज, इट्स इम्पॉसिबल. सो इट इज ए मिसनामर. यू मे कॉल ब्रह्मज्योति इज ए निर्विशेष, मीन्स दैट इज ऑल्सो ए फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा, बट दैट इज नॉट मेंट फॉर अस, दैट इज नॉट रियली. वी हैव टू सर्व द सर्विसेस फॉर्म, साकार मूर्ति. देर इज कृष्णा इन फॉर्म ऑफ दीति फॉर्म, दैट इज ऑल्सो कृष्णा, ही एक्सेप्ट दैट फॉर्म टू कम सो वी कुड सर्व हिम. सो दिस निर्विशेषा इज रियली वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गो थ्रू ब्रह्मेति. देन यू हैव टू गो मोर क्लोजर दैट ओ निर्विशेष, बट हुज ज्योति, वी कॉल इट ब्रह्म ज्योति, देन हुज ज्योति इट इज फ्रॉम. सो यू गो मोर एंड मोर हायर, यू विल कम टू द विशेष फॉर्म दैट इज भगवान स्वयं, कृष्णा फॉर्म.